Have did you change it? Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, known as the Private Money Authority, also the host of the show today. And if you're brand new to the show, we talk about all things that relate to real estate investing. We talk about how to find off-market deals of motivated sellers. We talk about how to get your deals funded without relying on banks or mortgage companies. Also talk about how to rehab houses. We talk about how to sell them fast. And just as importantly, we talk about how to automate the business. Because after all, why are we in this business? Well, we're in the business for the wealth and the freedom. So we're not looking to replace our day job with another job called real estate investing. We're looking to run the show to where we are running our business and our business is not running us. Well, again, if you're brand new, I started back in 2003 in Eastern North Carolina investing in single family houses. And for the first 6 years until 2009, I relied on the local banks. I got cut off like the rest of the world did in January 2009 after being in the business for 6 years. And I learned about this world of private money and private funding, how to use people's individual investment capital and their individual retirement accounts to where I can have an unlimited number of private lenders and do an unlimited number of private deals. As of today, my wife, Carol Joy, and I have got 49 private lenders, individuals just like you, that are investing with us and funding our deals. So if you are also interested in learning how you can get funding for your deals and not ever miss out on another deal because you didn't have the money and you don't want to rely on your credit, you don't want to rely on your verification of income or your credit score, I've got a free gift for you. And that free gift is to come join me, access free for the first 30 days to my new Private Money Academy membership. So why in the world would you want to come check me out for free? Well, first of all, you get me live 2 times a month in a Zoom coaching call in the group setting for all the members. Right now, we've got about 150 members or so, and it's growing very, very, very quickly. We do that twice a month. You can bring all of your questions to the Academy membership Zoom call. And we also update content every month, talking about locating deals and funding and et cetera. And on each Zoom coaching call twice a month, we put one of the Academy members, such as yourself, in what we call the hot seat, where we analyze your business, figure out what your challenges are, and help you put together a plan to help take you to the next level in your business. So come join me for free for the first 30 days at Jay Connor, www.jayconner.com/trial, T-R-I-A-L. Again, that's jayconner.com/trial. You will absolutely love coming and checking out these Zoom calls and et cetera with all the benefits that you get as being in the membership. Well, if you are brand new to joining the show, you may not know this, but if you've been tuning in for a while, in my lands, we launched June 2018. We're almost north of 300,000 downloads and growing very, very quickly. I have some amazing experts here as guests on the show. Well, today is no different. Let me introduce to you my friend and expert. Well, this gentleman is the founder and CEO of a company called White Orthodontics, which is a high-end technology-focused orthodontic practice in Virginia. And he's also the author of several best-selling books. Now, this gentleman also created a service that is called Real Numbers, that ends in a Z. And he created that with his son, Trey. And the reason he created it, or they created it, was to utilize the latest technology to supercharge their real estate investments. Well, here's what Real Numbers is about. It is the only comprehensive software application that's designed to help real estate investors manage. And that's a key word because this gentleman is an expert when it comes to managing deals after you've bought them, which is a challenge for some people. But he designed this software to help real estate investors manage a diverse set of assets, which could include rental properties, private lending, there you go, fix and flip properties, buy, fix and hold properties, as well as if you're into notes, mortgage notes, or syndications, his software will also help manage those investments as well after you get in. So this incredible software that he and his son Trey developed eliminates, well, number one, investor anxiety by using real-time data and an automated reminder system that allows real estate investors to maximize their return with 50% less time of yours involved in the deal. He also believes the key to achieving financial freedom has much to do with optimizing your existing investments as it does with acquiring and getting more investments. Well, his software, Real Numbers, is the easy-to-use solution for the ongoing problems associated with later inaccurate rents, incorrect note payoffs, uncontrolled or over-budget rehab projects, and much, much more. In addition to that, this software has helped many of their clients save thousands of dollars and manage their real estate investments from their pocket. So with that, let me welcome my friend of the show and expert, Dr. Paul White. Hello, Dr. White.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I am fantastic. And just for the sake of ease, may I call you Paul on the show?
Oh, please do.
So welcome to the show, Paul. So glad to have you. Of all the experts and guests that I've had on the show, I haven't had anybody else come on the show with this type of software and this kind of service to help real estate investors. I mean, in my business, still to date, we keep up with everything on an Excel spreadsheet. Seems to work pretty well since our average profits are $67,000. But, you know, one of the four pillars that I teach in my business is what I practice, and that is automation. I actually work in the business less than 10 hours a week because of automation, other software we use, and the team we have. And so I'm so excited to hear about this automation software that you and your son Trey have developed.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for having me. And, you know, I appreciate so much what you do and the great coaching that you give your clients. And it's an issue that I have seen. It's the same thing you just said. There's just not much out there, right? We've never had anybody on that talked about this stuff. And it was a problem that I had and went to solve the problem by looking for software. And all I found were spreadsheets and things like that. And I had sort of a bigger list of things I wanted to accomplish. And so spreadsheets are great, but they don't take care of everything that you want to do with them. And so, as a matter of fact, I was a member of a mastermind years ago and doing a lot of what you were coaching. And that is to acquire stuff. You know, I had been for too long that guy that did what Dave Ramsey said, and that was to just save your money and pay off all your debts and do all those things. And that's great if you're in debt or if you can't manage your money, but it's not a great formula for managing wealth. And so anyway, I started, you know, I had some money saved up. So when I got into these masterminds, I started, you know, acquiring a bunch of assets, and I was feeling really good until the phone started ringing, you know, for more money and, you know, verifying payoffs and all this stuff. And I just started going, oh my gosh, you know, what do I do? And here's the problem. I went and talked to some of the guys in the group that had been in there before me. And I said, what are you doing to kind of keep track of all this stuff? And surprisingly, the answer was nothing, you know, and occasionally the really sharp guys were using spreadsheets. And so then I asked, okay, well, what kind of spreadsheet? And one guy said, well, I got this one off the internet. And the other guy said, well, I got this one from my brother-in-law. And I looked at them and they weren't even the same, you know, and as orthodox, we like things nice and straight and neat and even. And I wasn't seeing any kind of congruency there. So it made me a little nervous. So that's sort of how we got started.
Well, there's no doubt there's a huge demand for this type of service. Let me go to your background for just a moment.
Sure.
Please share with me and the audience your story. You're a doctor. You know, you can straighten people's teeth, right? Then you got into real estate investing along the way. So let's hear your backstory.
Well, you know, thank you for the question, because it's a great question. And it's a lot of what we wrestle with. You know, Warren Buffett famously said, you know, if you don't make money while you sleep, you work till you die. And that was sort of a, you know, kind of a crazy thing. And the aha moment for me was when I finally understood the difference between income and wealth. You know, I have a great job, but as Kiyosaki would say in his book, Cash Flow Quadrant, I owned my job and that was all I had. I didn't have wealth and I wasn't building any wealth. I was just working. So, you know, just like you're trying to do with your clients, we're trying to have freedom. You have to have income for that. Actually, I have to have wealth from that. And I had income and I didn't have freedom. And even still with my job, I own a good job and I make a good living, but I can't leave the job for more than, you know, a week or so because of the amount of work that it creates before I leave and the tremendous amount of work that it leaves when I get back. And so you're just never gone very far and you're always, you know, sort of tied or chained to the practice. And so that was sort of a big aha for me, is understanding that if I'm going to have some more freedom, I have to have something that's making money while I'm not there. And for me, orthodontics was not that thing. I love it. It's been great. But I started looking for other ways to make money. And I discovered what you know and what all your clients have known or will know. And that is that all the wealthy people in the world that are successful have real estate as a major portion of their portfolio, if not all of it. And so including our current president, I think. So anyway, it's one of the things that I've learned is that real estate is the way to go. And as I said, when I was in this mastermind, sort of, you know, a little handholding and trying to learn how to learn the ropes, I just found that no one was keeping track of things. And so you see these pictures of messy desks. And so mine wasn't a messy desk. It was on a pool table. So I had paperwork spread everywhere. And I was just excited. You know, I was acquiring stuff left and right. And I was just leaving this pile of paperwork and assets behind me. And I thought that's all I had to do, right? Because you hear the term passive income. So I thought that was it, right? I'm there. I've arrived. And then, you know, the headaches start coming and the questions start coming. And you're getting a lot of emails and phone calls asking for more information or more money or any of these things. And I just started going, oh my gosh, how am I going to handle this? So my momentary moment of sort of peace and I feel it finally arrived and I've got it going just sort of shattered into reality of my portfolio was chaos. And so I had to find a way to get control of it. And that's when I went to my son, because I know you mentioned, spreadsheets, Excel. To be honest with you, I'm a little intimidated by that. It's not that I don't like numbers, but for some reason I never learned Excel, and all the other software that I ever learned, I just sort of picked it up and started working with it. So, and I can do the basics in Excel, but I can't really do, you know, create, you know, all the cells and do those kind of things. And so I asked my son, who is a programmer, I said, can you make me an Excel spreadsheet? And he said, sure. What do you want on it? And so I told him a few things. And as he's programming, I started asking more and I started adding more things. He goes, all right, do me a favor. Before I keep this madness going, make a list of all the things you want this to do, and then I'll make it happen, right? And I made the list, and I handed it to him, and he goes, he said, Dad, spreadsheets can't do this kind of stuff. I said, so what do we do? He goes, you need an app. And I went, a what? Because I had no idea what an app was, right? And so that's how we started Real Numbers. And that's been probably the most rewarding thing for me, has been to have these ideas of how I want to manage my real estate and all the different investments real estate related investments, have him sort of, I have these ideas in my head and I write them down on a piece of paper and he makes it happen. Now in the software world, they call wireframing is how you plan out every little step in the development of software out. And I call what I'm doing, you know, wireframing. He said, Dad, you're just writing crap on a piece of paper. You're not wireframing. So, so that's been kind of fun, but it's been amazing. Number one, to recapture some of the money or my investment in his education. And number two, to be able to work together with him and sort of work through these tools. And to be honest with you, when it first happened, you know, and I looked at it for spreadsheets, I go, well, there's got to be something else out there. And I looked everywhere for some software that was as comprehensive as what we've created. And there's nothing out there. So that's been, you know, my why for 30 years was to make the quality of orthodontic treatment in the Richmond area better than it was when I got into it. And now my why is to help real estate investors know their numbers so they can get to freedom faster.
I love it. So what different, before we actually get into what Real Numbers does,
sure,
and the benefits of it, because it definitely sounds multifaceted as to what it will do. But before we get into that, what type of different business models can this software serve and help real estate investors? For example, my business model is twofold. I either buy in single family houses. So we're talking here all single family houses. I mean, in my case. So that will be a subset of my question. What different business models? I mean, is it single family houses only? Is it also commercial? We'll get to that in a second. But in my single family house world, I've got two business models. I buy them, business model number one. I buy them, I fix them up, I flip them, I cash out, right? So we kill the golden goose, no wealth right there. That's just big checks. My second business model, or that I do with other deals, is I'll buy them. If they need fix up, I'll fix up. If they don't need fix up and they're a pretty house, in either case, the second business model is I sell on rent to own. Now, what makes my rent to own or selling on lease purchase different is I actually, believe it or not, actually require my buyers to enter my credit repair program, and I actually help them get a mortgage. Therefore, 80% of mine cash out. Most other real estate investors, maybe 5% cash out on lease purchase. Those are my two business models. So leading up to my question, what are the different business models that Real Numbers will serve?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know what's so funny about software, and this is a true expression, software is never done. So you have this long runway of things that we're trying to accomplish. And basically, Real Numbers is divided into four basic buckets. One is real property. The next one is private lending. The third is mortgage notes. And then the fourth is funds and syndications. And so within the real property space, you can, it takes care of any kind of property. You can think of multifamily, single family, self-storage, all those kind of things. And what's really neat about it is also there's a dashboard for the entire portfolio. And so what we're trying to build is a piece of software that not only manages all of your properties or all of your assets day to day as needed, but it also gives you a global input about how you're doing as far as having some kind of target date for retirement or job transfer or, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to do. And so what we've got to do is have weighted average returns on all those things. And that's a pretty complicated piece that we're building. As far as real estate now, there's a general ledger for the entire portfolio, for your entire asset base. And so regardless of what kind of assets or different types of assets you're doing, there's a ledger that keeps track of all the money coming in and out of your portfolio. Then each individual asset has a ledger as well. And so it obviously takes care of transactions. And then those ledger items are then used to drive analytics, and then eventually it'll drive tax reporting as well. And one of the features that what we added to it, which sort of speaks to your fix and flip, is years ago I was buying active turnkeys like you're talking about, and I had bought a piece of property and from a guy in CG, and so they were rehabbing it, and then I got an email that said we needed $8,000 more, and so I just wired the money sight unseen. And one of the challenges with professionals, doctors, dentists, lawyers, whatever, is at least for medical professionals, is we do whatever it takes to make things right for a patient, even if it costs us money. So we're just, want people to trust us, so we do whatever it takes. And we tend to have that same mentality with those that we work with. And what I've discovered in all other walks of life is not everybody's that way. And even there's some in the medical profession not that way, but I don't know any of them. And so we've just always done whatever it takes to make it right. So there's a high level of trust. So if somebody said I need $8,000 more, I just would wire the money, right? I don't do that anymore, but that's what I did when I first started. And it turns out after the property had been rehabbed and closed, and then we had a tenant in place, we had actually then just finished creating Real Numbers. So I went back and just to play with the software, entered in all of the data from the acquisition. And it turns out that that $8,000 was $8,000 over the budget. And I didn't know it. And I had no clue. And so I called the property manager and said, so what's the deal with this $8,000? He said, oh, we put new windows in the house. And I go, well, great. I'm not saying I wouldn't have done it, but that certainly would have been a decision I would have liked to have been involved in. And so that really sparked me to create one of the features of a real property is a thing called a rehab tracker. And so you create a budget and you can create as many different rehab projects as you want to and name them. And then you put the amount of the budget, and then you start making deposits towards that budget, which come off your balance sheet, but then any of the charges against those do not again hit your ledger again. So it keeps track of those things, and it keeps a running balance of how much money you spend and those kind of things. So it can certainly be used for that. If you've got a business where they're flipping a bunch of houses all the time, there are other softwares out there where you'll need a professional to help you develop it for you. But for the average investor, it's a great solution that's a fairly inexpensive to be able to manage those things, and then to have the property and track the income if you're renting it. As far as the selling part of it, it's one of the things that's actually in development is a sell feature that then you create a subject to and then seller finance the houses as well. So in our mortgage notes section, we already have that capability. So you could then turn and open that app up in the mortgage part and then keep the mortgage that way if you wanted to. But eventually I want to meld the two, but we're trying to get a basic program that works for enough people. Cause that what you're talking about is fairly sophisticated. So.
So you mentioned there's actually four different categories, four real numbers. One was flipping, right?
Well, real property in general, yes.
So just real property, whether you're flipping or holding, right?
Right, right.
And then you said private money or private lending. Tell us how the software helps that category.
That's that. Thank you for the question. One of the things that's funny is, you know, everything that we do in real numbers, I wanted everything lifestyle wise to be able to manage my portfolio from my pocket. So everything you need is stored on the app, your pictures, your photos, your contacts, your documents, security documents, all those things are right there in the app. And so one of the things that's interesting, if you've done, I know you have, but I don't know about your listeners that have done private lending, but you know, at some point in time that the borrower wants to pay you back. And so they want you to verify the payoff. And again, because of my ignorance and inexperience, I just assumed when they gave me a payoff amount, I went, yep, that's right. And turns out I went back and checked them and off by several thousand dollars on one of them. And I typically lend out of my self-directed IRA for those type of investments. And so one of the things that I kept noticing was this sense of urgency when they want to close. All of a sudden, out of the blue, they need to close something because some deal's coming up or they need money. I got an email one time that said, we want to close this deal today, if possible. Can you verify this payoff? And I got, well, you know, my stuff, the documents are on a pool table back in my house. I don't even have them here at work. You know, I've got my hands in somebody's mouth all day. And so I said, I can get it to you as fast as I can. And so, you know, worked all day. And then I went home and then I found the folder. At first I had things in piles on the pool table. My wife at least put them in folders and put her dress on them. So I found the folder and I find the promissory note and I start doing the math. And at first I didn't even understand that. So I'm doing it monthly, which is not the right way to do it either. And so of course now I know that. And so I did the math for how much I was owed. Then I had to log into my self-directed IRA account, find that asset, then look at all the amount of money that had been paid to me and then subtract it to, and then add it back to my original principal. And 5 hours later, I got the instant payoff form. And I was like, well, there's got to be a better way to do this. And so because each asset, regardless of whether it's you're lending or flipping a house or whatever, has its own ledger, you're tracking all the payments that you've received, which actually it saved me a lot of money in the long run. But anyway, and so it knows the deal of the original note. Even if you're wrapping somebody, which you can do, you can have we shouldn't use the term JV, but a partner in the terms. It'll keep track of what the partner, what his portion of the deal is if you're wrapping somebody. And when you hit payoff, there's a button called payoff, and you hit that button, select a date, and it'll give you the payoff amount instantaneously. And it's accurate. I closed 5 lending deals in January, and every one of them was wrong to my favor, you know. And so it's nice to have a piece of software. I just pull it out of my pocket and find the app, you know, open the app, find the asset, and then push a button, and it tells me what I need. So it takes no time. And it's really kind of fun to be able to do that, and people know I know what I'm talking about now. So
that's awesome. So that's that's an app, or that category confirms to the private lender as to how much they should be paid off.
That's right. That's right. Awesome. And so and so it's great for me. So I'm doing mostly most of the lending. So it's telling me the payoff what it should be, so that they want me to verify it. So that's the way that it works best. What's really interesting is, again, before I had created the software with my son, I went back and again sort of historically looked at a deal I'd done, and it turns out that they had missed a payment to my IRA. And I just thought, I didn't really understand what a custodian did. I just thought they keep track of all the payments and call them when there's a missed payment, and then they would give you some analytics to tell you how much money they're making. And turns out that's not right either. I looked up the word custodian, means they hold your stuff, you know. And so I had closed the deal. I went back and just entered all the numbers. And this particular borrower had not paid a $1,500 payment during the whole transaction of the whole note. But then they closed the note as if they had paid that. So I missed a $1,500 payment, you know, and didn't even know it and had already closed the note. So I couldn't get that money back. So the app, just for that reason alone, has saved me thousands and thousands of dollars. And it's been great. And we hear that same thing from other investors that use the software.
And I suppose that, of course, for the app to give you an accurate payoff, then when you receive money, you or someone is putting in the app, oh, I received a $1,500 payment on such and such a date. So it's keeping up with what you have received so far.
Yeah. And even if you get part of your capital returned, it'll track that as well. So it's really doing the math based on what you're owed and what you've already received. And so that's really, you know, and again, if you have a lot of these going, it's hard to keep up with that kind of stuff. You know, a spreadsheet can do it, but you know, what's great about this software is it sends me a reminder if somebody misses a payment. Now, again, my need was somebody didn't pay me and I didn't know it because an IRA is not calling them. I thought they were, right? So now I get a reminder if the payment has not been entered as received into the software. And so it's a great way for me not to have to scan all the investments and all the notes that I've got to see if there's a problem. You know, it tells me if there's a missed rent payment. It tells me if I don't have an interest payment from a loan, or if a note monthly payment hadn't been made. All those things I know without having to go looking for it. So it really does make it easy to it reduces my stress, and it alerts me when there's a problem, so I can kind of keep doing what I'm doing and not have to worry about it all the time.
Dr. Paul White's website that you can check out, Real Numbers, is www.realnumbers, and that's with a Z, realnumberz.com. Paul, there's two other categories you mentioned that this software keeps up with. So it keeps up with any kind of real property investment, keeps up with private money when you are the lender. And what was the third category?
Well, the other is a mortgage note, and I make a distinction between private lending and mortgage notes because it's a longer term investment. And what's unique about, and you can do these things with a lot of the private lending, but a lot of private lending is usually straight interest with some points. And so what's interesting with mortgage notes is, you know, it's an amortizing investment. And so it keeps track of all those things. And basically, you can just buy a note and hold it and just have this income for as long as you want. But there are other things you can do with a mortgage note that really can supercharge it. And one of the things you can do is sell it. And you can sell either a portion of it or you can sell all of it. If you sell a portion of it, it's called a partial. And so you can actually, in some deals, like if you bought a note that's, you know, say $50,000 and you bought that note for $30,000 at say a 10% rate, you can turn around and sell it to another friend or investor at say a 6% rate and get your $30,000 back out of it. And it will tell you, In the app itself, it'll calculate the number of payments that you have to sell in order to get your money back. And then at the end, the note comes back to you and you've got zero money invested. And yet you have this stream of payments that are coming to you. And so, you know, a zero invested money return is a pretty good infinite return that we all like to hear about. So that's one of the things you can do. And the other thing you can do is borrow money against that note. So it's just like having a house where you can borrow money against it. You know, it has that same kind of value to a banker or to a private lender. So those are things, and it keeps track of all these things. And again, if you sell 5 months, 5 years of a mortgage note, it creates a reminder at 4 years and 11 months to tell you that this payment's coming back to you. So again, it gives you a heads up when a note is coming due, or when investment's coming due, when rent is coming, when the end of a lease on a rental that you have, it'll send you a reminder, say this rental is coming due in 30 days. And so it helps me to send that very thing. I just forward it because it comes to my desktop or to my phone. To be able to forward that note to the property manager, say, okay, what are the plans for this property? We got anybody rolling here? Is he going to reinvest, you know, or re-up or renew? And so that way, again, I look like I'm on top of my game and I'm not having to do a whole lot. And I love that kind of aspect to it.
That's what I call automation. And then there was a fourth category that this app provides service for, right?
Yeah. Some people do funds or syndications, and we're just starting to build that part of it out. It's mainly to track, you know, the issue with funds or syndications is really no money in it and not much is returned to you until the deal closes. So, you know, a typical fund or syndication will go 5 to 7 years. Some of them pay off early. And so that one, we haven't put as much time into it because not as many people do those. It's a great way for people that maybe don't have a whole lot of experience to, if you can trust them, that's the deal, because a lot of those things you can lose your principal real quickly. So you have to be able to trust the people that you're doing business with, but you don't have to know a whole lot about real estate. But again, everything has due diligence. A better way is to have somebody like you start them off with a single family home, because you can see that thing. You have all the control, where you have no control over a syndication. So it's one of those things that it's sort we're sort of programming out for some of the other investors that that have requested that. But most of what we do is those first three buckets.
So the bottom line, Paul, as I understand it, is whether you are investing in single family houses, commercial, any kind of real property, the software is going to keep up with where you are and make sure you're not, you know, wasting money or losing money. Same thing as a private lender. Make sure you got coming to you what was in the promissory note.
Yep.
And then mortgage notes, which are longer term, you can do fractionals and then again, syndications. So, wow, this is simply amazing, Paul. And I'm so glad I've had you on here. So what do people need to do to go check out this software?
Well, you know, if you go to our website, realnumbers.com, and there's a 14-day free trial if you want to check it out. We've now adjusted it. So we've got a special running now where there's a discount of 30% off the monthly fee. And we do it by property. So if you have five properties or less, it's less than it's $47 a month as a subscription. And you have all the software. One of the cool pieces of software that, I didn't talk about, there's a piece of software attached to this, again, that you can't do with a spreadsheet that actually connects to your bank account securely. So we don't store any of the data. So it's secure and encrypted, but it'll pull the numbers and the transactions that go to that account. So on the general ledger, you'll get uncategorized transactions and you will simply assign those transactions to one of your assets and it automatically populates the ledger for that particular asset. And then it keeps track of all the other things that are going on. So it's really helps you understand what's going coming and going in your business account. So it's a great way to keep up with things. And you should have a separate business account. Don't keep this in your personal account. I'm sure you already have taught them that, but I've seen guys do that too. And it's like, they have no idea where their money is or what's going on with it. And you have to keep some reserves because, you know, real estate takes a little bit of management sometimes. So anyway, and then there's an unlimited version of that, which is, which also includes the mortgage notes part, plus all the other things. And it's unlimited data, all those other things. And it's $97 a month with the discount. And so, one of the things that's interesting to me is we had a client that was, I think he was spending $1,000 a month for a bookkeeper in his account just to keep track of some rentals. And I'm like, dude, we can save you some money here. And he jumped on this in a heartbeat. He goes, this is way more than what I was getting before. I said, well, that's, you know, we're trying to make it something that you after you start using it, you won't want to go without it. And that's been my experience. It has saved me literally thousands and thousands of dollars.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining me here on the show. And folks, there you have it. Be sure and check out www.realnumbers. That's with a Z, realnumbers.com. And go check out how to stay on top of your business and save a lot of money. Paul, thank you so much. I look forward to staying connected with you. And folks, I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority. Wishing you all the best. Here's to taking your real estate investing business to the next level. We'll see you on the next show.